tell us a little bit about this convention and what you guys will be doing?
Okay, so basically the way that it works is there's tattooists from all over the world that's coming and competing. It's a 3-day competition, each day lasting about 12 hours. And the way that it's judged is there's about 5 or 6 categories every day. And from what I understand is the same tattoo, if it applies to more than one category, you could enter it in multiple categories. There is only so much time, so there's no way you'll be able to hit every category when you're competing. And we did find out that you're able to bring complete pieces with you that are already done in advance, because what we're looking at doing is almost a 75-hour tattoo on myself. There's no time for that to do that there, so we'll be bringing that and then having every other thing kind of planned to do once we're there.
So what are some of the categories you guys are competing?
Full sleeve or full back. So these are pieces that can take 50 to 100 hours. Medium color, realism, medium black and gray. And then every day, these have to be started and completed there. It's called best tattoo of the day. And so that you can't bring something that you've done. It needs to be done there. So kind of under the pressure. And then that just is judged. It's no specific category other than the fact that just the judges feel as though that was the best piece of art, with the criteria of being like most creative, best application, things like that.
So it almost sounds like Ink Master.
It's definitely, and the thing is, when you look at things like Ink Master, it's such a scripted show. Like, I don't care what anybody says. It's very scripted. Everybody puts down their tattoo machine at the 6-hour mark. It's ridiculous. There's no way they're all finishing with 3 seconds left, where here you will have thousands of people looming over your booth, creating that stress. And a thing that we've got that a lot of people will not be able to compare to would be Jess, the artist, her canvas being myself. We'll have a connection that not a lot of people have, because I even see people, some of the artists competing, they actually are reaching out to people saying, if you're interested in being a canvas at the show, then you can contact us here. You can, number one, you don't know their pain tolerance. Number two, you don't know what their interest is. Number three, what if they take a lot of bathroom breaks and you're under a time crunch and you're under a lot of stress? Where Jess actually started her career by tattooing me for 500 hours. She's tattooed in a complete upper body suit on me. We already know how this works. We know how long sessions work. We know how to get through the stress. So
for sure. And with you being already so covered in tattoos, mm-hmm. How's that going to kind of work?
I have about a leg and a half left to have 100% body suit minus my hands, face, and neck. So I've got from my foot to my hip on the one side, and that'll be about a 75-hour tattoo that we will bring completed. And then I have my other leg and then my bum. And everything will be utilized when we're there.
Awesome. So what does it mean to you guys, you and Jess, just being accepted into something like this?
So it does mean a lot to us. It means a lot because it shows that the 100 hours that we spend here every week, opening up a business, being so young doing so, the hard work does pay off. And we do see that. And we are very shocked, even with this news only being released 3 days now. The community support has been so intense and overwhelming that it's so appreciated by us. But one thing that should go mentioned is we're not going there for an experience. We're not going there to take cool pictures with cool people. We are simply going there to win. And the only categories we won't win are the categories we don't apply to win. And I say that with confidence because we will plan harder than them. We'll put more time in than them. People in Northern Ontario do know who we are. And sometimes that gets misconstrued because they say there's not a lot of competition. So to be a big fish in a small sea means absolutely nothing to us. This is the time where we can go be a big fish in a big sea. And so here, the prizes, we've looked into it. And the prizes here are some sort of crystal plaque, best tattoo of the day. It names what you won. We could care less if it was a car, $100,000. We're going there to make a statement. We're not going there so much to collect an award. With winning this, you do have opportunities to be in magazines. You have opportunities to be on TV shows, and we will go, and people will remember us there for sure.
What's some of the preparation work that goes into going to something like this?
A lot of planning. And because with tattoos like this, especially things that you can start before you get there, there's really no hour time frame that you're working in. You have 10 months from now, realistically. So you want to be able to plan something that, number one, the planning alone is going to take hundreds of hours. And then the tattoo is going to take 70 hours. Now there's heal time in between sessions. There's heal time, there's life gets in the road, it's a lot while still running a business and operating by tattooing clients that are already booked now for the next 4 months. So a lot of the preparation is time management, to be quite honest. Time management and live a healthy life, because when I was tattooed by Jess, say 7-8 years ago, she tattooed me for 500 hours in 8 months, which is a far bigger feat in my opinion than what we have to do this time. But I was in the hospital, I did have nerve damage, and it's just because your body at a certain point of being abused like that will stop cooperating and your immune system will shut down. So it's got to be spaced out accordingly, but you can't space it out too much because you still need to be finished in order to go there.
Is there any other thoughts, feelings, information that you'd like to share?
I guess it is something that we are really happy about is the opportunity that we will have tickets sent to us, VIP passes. Now I'm getting mixed information on whether or not these are discount passes or whether or not they're free passes. Either way, we would take care of that due to the massive amount of support we're getting. We would pay out the tickets and kind of give them away, whether it's through a raffle or whether it's through a promotion or whether it's through just some sort of Facebook advertisement. We'd go through and do that. And so we will be able to hopefully have people come with us. We've got a very, very large amount of people inquiring about how can they get there? When is it? So this way here, we could actually, as an incentive, we could actually supply the tickets and the information and things like that. But either than that, we're very excited about it. And we're just excited to be able to grow as a business and continue growing, because upon winning this, the doors do open further. They always do. That's when you start talking these TV shows you see, these things like that. And to me, there is really no limit as long as you have a team like we have. Which is, we never stop. We don't take part in a typical, let's just say, tattoo subculture lifestyle, in the sense that we hang out with people who tattoo, or we go to these parties. We don't do that. We work, and that's all we do. So here it's time for us to prove that and reap the benefits.
Awesome. And it's a 3-day convention, right?
It is, yes. Yes, it starts at, it's actually kind of odd. It starts at noon and finishes at midnight, and then the judging's at 12:30. And so you basically take your canvas, walk up to a booth, and they kind of take a look at the tattoo, do the walk around, take notes, and then you kind of go and stand with the other canvases. And there will be hundreds of artists there and thousands of spectators. So yeah, it's pretty neat. And then with that too, there's also after parties and burlesque shows, and it's a lot of vendors, seminars, a lot of tattoo seminars, a lot of distributors there to supply like the state-of-the-art equipment and stuff like that.